The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 5. South Dakota seemed like the perfect place to unplug. But I ended up connecting to the world around me, a world where each sunset was painted, where I felt adventures pulse with every step, and where cold water trickling, pine swaying, and grunting bison became my favorite soundtracks. I just wish I didn't have to leave. There's so much South Dakota, so little time.
Welcome back to the Charity Stripe on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
And now, this is the moment you've all been waiting for. We are live on the Charity Stripe Podcast with your hosts, Alex, Josh, and Nick.
We're back, baby. It's the Charity Stripe. Pitcher free throws, cuz they are free. Joshua Fisher, Alexander Tossman, Rock Tosopoulos. We left off talking about the Charlotte Hornets franchise, which is one of the hottest topics in all of sports right now. The Bobcats start to finish were nothing short of pathetic. They were so pathetic they had to cancel them. That was one of the most short-lived, like, scrap this idea franchises in the history of sports. Pathetic. I think the Hornets as a whole are garbage. And LaMelo Ball, people need to pick up the phone and start calling them, especially if they lose out in Wembanyama.
Yeah, which that's where, I mean, so much of what happens right now in the NBA regular season does matter, of course. But the amount of power that the lottery has is, it's crazy. It's crazy in a year like this where everyone knows who's going 1-1.
It's not even close. I mean, the guy, knock on wood, you would never want this. He could break both of his legs right now. He'd still be the first overall pick.
Ooh, you think? I don't know. Let's not even go down
sorry.
That.
Sorry.
No, it's just
him, Zion, LeBron. Like, I've never seen hype like this. Like, for a foreign play.
For sure.
This is like Yao Ming type stuff.
Yeah. So, okay. So that Bobcats team, like the initial two quote unquote stars, were Emeka Okafor and Gerald Wallace. And I just had to pull up their stats real quick. Emeka Okafor was on the all-rookie team, which is cool. But Gerald Wallace was a one all-star, and Emeka never made an all-star game. So
Emeka's great.
That can't
college,
be the foundational.
Though.
Yeah, but like, I don't blame them for the pick. But the way that it plays out, we know that if it's an expansion team, they at least have to have some sort of shot, not of contending, but at least of being good. I mean, look, the Vegas Knights, you know, in the NHL, they did their due diligence and they gave them a good team. And with that expansion draft and how it went down, and now like they're here to stay and they're competing every year and it's making hockey better. The addition of that franchise is making it better.
Yes. I mean, look at the NFL failed with the Texans, and we'll transition to the NFL failed with the Texans. And They flop with the Bobcats / Hornets. I can't even believe we, you know, it's even shout out to Adam Morrison. That's all I can really say with the Bobcats. High five, King. Like what they did with the Vegas Knights and the Kraken now are competitive in their second year. Like you want the franchise to start off on the right foot and you want to get the crowd and the fan base engaged because otherwise it's one of the worst uphill battles you can have in sports is trying to get a fan base engaged. It's brutal.
It's also going to be a city that wants to engage with the team.
Right? Yes.
That's a huge part of it. I'm really interested. Weirdly, I feel more excited about college basketball this year.
Why?
And I don't know. I think some of it is because of the scheduling.
Than the NFL really, or just than last year?
No, but we have so many sports going on right now with NBA, NFL, NHL. Now the World Cup just started, which we should talk a little bit about. But college basketball, I think, has done a really good job with the scheduling so far. Timing, the teams that are playing. I mean, we were in the midday games on Sunday, and I flipped on Kentucky-Gonzaga because I didn't want to watch the Raiders and the Broncos. I know that game went to overtime, but I don't care about either of those teams. Mm-hmm. And they're both in shambles. The Cowboys, horrible. My team, was winning by so much that they took them off the broadcast on Fox.
Brutal.
And the third game was the Bengals versus the Steelers, which I had on and flipped back to it here and there just because I like Joe Burrow. But I knew the Steelers weren't going to win that game. So I don't know. I just feel like for whatever reason, to me, maybe it's just my viewing habits, but college basketball feels like they're doing a little bit better. Last year was shaky. The last 2 years were shaky with college sports and because of COVID. And I think the more we get removed from that crazy, crazy year and a half out of our lives, that was an absolute anomaly. The more college will have an effect. I feel like college football has been better this year too.
Yeah. I also think look at the last draft, everybody that was taken played in college last year. You know what I'm saying? You're right with the COVID issue, but we're also seeing better college basketball. And we're seeing I think NIL was huge for college basketball because NIL or no NIL, you still have to go to college for 3 years for football.
Yeah.
I'll go to the G League. I'll play overseas. I'll get paid. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't really matter. It was an easy out, but now that I'm getting paid in college basketball, I'll go play college hoops for the pedigree, the American eyes, the accessibility. So I mean, outside of Scoot and outside of Wembanyama, and I think the Thompson brothers, we're going to see some really good, college basketball this year, as well as top prospects like Dylan Mitchell on our team. The kid on Arkansas is nice. I mean, we'll see what Murray's brother can do. This Duke's got a couple, nice players.
Yeah, Nick Smith, the Arkansas.
Yeah, Nick Smith, the guard in Arkansas. Yeah, yeah. He's quite nice. And he's got a big test against, Creighton. College hoops is I'm excited for it, and I'm hoping once we got to January last year, we got to conference play. It was really phenomenal. And I think the NFL, the NFL is shaping up in my mind. I mean, the NFC is at least interesting because after last week, I'm pretty much locked in on the Niners and the Cowboys and the Eagles in a 3-horse race.
Isn't this funny that we came into the season saying that the AFC was so much better than the NFC? And I feel like everything's flipped. Not that there aren't good teams in the AFC, because I still feel like the Bills are really, really good. The Chiefs are who we thought they were. They're always going to contend. The Dolphins are surprisingly a lot better than I think at least the two of us expected them to be. We thought they were going to be solid, maybe vying for a wild card position, but they have a chance to win this division. Mm-hmm. Outright.
I think your judgment's a bit clouded, my friend. I think your judgment's a bit clouded by the Broncos and Raiders. I think there's more disappointing
teams. We were saying seriously debating that four teams could feasibly get in from the AFC West.
I agree, I think you're more disappointed in some of the AFC teams, but I still think the AFC is better than the NFC top to bottom.
Is it?
Dude, both of our Super Bowl picks in the NFC are garbage. Throw them out, garbage. The Cowboys, dude, the Cowboys beat the Vikings so badly. I don't even care if they play 10 times, they're not winning. The Cowboys are winning 10 times. That game was in Minnesota.
In Minnesota, yeah. I know. I just
37.
Okay. Who has the more true contenders to you right now?
AFC.
You think?
Yeah, you don't? You think the Chiefs are that good? You think the Chiefs are just so much better than everybody else? That's the only way I could conceivably get behind.
No, I think true contenders in my mind in the AFC, the Chiefs, no one else in the AFC West. I like the Chargers. They play the Chiefs well. I don't think they're a true contender.
Sure, it's fine.
Which is what we said at the beginning of the season.
Okay, I'm with you.
The Bills, yes. The Dolphins, yes.
Dude,
I think they're a true contender. Yes.
If the Bengals could do what they did last year, so can the Dolphins.
The Pats and the Jets, no. Not true contenders. Not teams sure. I really believe can win a Super Bowl.
I mean, the offenses were horrible.
I don't think any team in the AFC North to me feels like a true contender right now. I would put the Titans probably above the Ravens and the Bengals. As far as trust of the team, trust in their identity, trust that you have the toughest time knocking that team out, especially if they have home field advantage, which if they rack up more wins in the AFC South, they could be on their way to playing most teams in the playoffs with home field advantage. So the Titans, I feel fringe about. I feel like they're right there.
The Titans, I honestly, you bring up the South point. They play the Jags twice more, and they play the Texans. So they'll at least have 10 wins. They play y'all at home. They go to Philly. In a huge game, they play the Bengals this upcoming weekend. I think the Bengals and the Ravens are more viable contenders. Dude, the Vikings, no chance. Lions are cute, but they're not even going to make the playoffs. Tampa Bay, the Seahawks, no way.
You're saying no to Tampa.
Tampa Bay, dude, maybe. Tampa Bay has much of a chance as less of a chance than the Bengals.
Okay. I'll give you that. I can concede that. I can
more than the Patriots and Jets, who have better records, but less of a they have a better chance than the Chargers, but that's the line.
But here's the thing though, is that you have the Cowboys, right? You have the Eagles, both true contenders. The 49ers are a true contender.
100%. But that's it. They have three.
And then I would say the Bucks. I would say in the Vikings. Okay, the Vikings just got beat, but that what? Do we think their entire season has been a fluke?
No, but they didn't get beat.
But they also beat the Bills.
They beat the Bills beat the Bills.
No, so I'm saying how can you say that the Vikings are any worse of a shot than the Bengals and the Ravens? I can't.
I don't think they are. I just think I think they're in that boat to me because, dude, they've lost to both the Eagles and the two losses to the Eagles and the Cowboys. They're not getting past whoever wins the NFC East.
Yes, so it's actually a lot more even than we thought it was at the beginning of the season.
I think the NFC.
I think that the three best teams, not. Are all from the NFC, but right now I think the three best teams, the way that I see things playing out, as long as guys stay healthy, I'll say four, are the Chiefs, the Bills, the Cowboys, and the 49ers. I think those are the four best teams in football.
I like that a lot.
So much of it is the personnel. Their personnel, they should be the best teams. Let's be honest.
I like that a lot. To me, there's certain aspects of the Eagles can run you out of a game and don't let them get hot on offense. You know, the Eagles can easily sneak one. To me, the Eagles and the Dolphins are in the same boat. I really think the Dolphins are serious. I just think they're so dangerous and electrifying on offense. They can out-sprint you. And if it becomes a high-octane race, you get burnt. You can get burnt in a game against them.
I think that the Eagles, their offensive line and defensive line is better than the Dolphins. And especially their defensive line. And I think there's a difference there. I don't know if the Dolphins pass rush can do enough against some of these other top tier teams. I need to see it.
All right, we're talking about the top. Let's talk about the bottom. I'm going to give you a team. You're going to tell me whether they will be in the market for a new quarterback next year and if they should draft or trade one. Texans.
They should take quarterback with that
pick.
Do
you think they? Do you think they should take the quarterback of the first? I think my
if they're locked in on a guy, I think that's fine, and I think you can have him compete with Davis. Like, you don't have to like kick Davis to the curb. Or you can wait if you think you're going to be really bad again. Trade back, get two guys that you think are really good. Trade with someone who's hungry for that top number one spot for a QB. Get as many defensive or linemen that you can, and move on and get a guy in the next draft.
Yeah, I to me, I'm out on the Kentucky guy,
Will Levis.
I'm out on making a move up for him. I can't do that. If he falls to me and I like him a lot, I could, like a Kenny Pickett type situation. If it's dropping to me and it falls to me in my lap, okay, I can make a move. Do you think the Lions should take a quarterback next year, or should be in the market, or should they stay the course? Right now, keep in mind they have their pick and they have the pick of the Rams, which is like in the top seven.
Yeah, I think the Lions should take a QB.
Should they trade up and get a Stroud and trade up and get a Bryce Young? Use both of those picks.
No. I don't think so.
So you think what Levis is where he'll end up in Detroit?
Yeah, or you go nab Hooker wherever he falls to now that he's hurt and let him recover and heal for a year as you still have Jared Goff, and then roll him out the year after.
Okay. That's interesting.
I feel the same about the Lions and the Texans in the case where I'm fine with Jared Goff as my starter next year and I'm fine enough with Davis Mills. I'm more shaky on him. But he's okay. So young that like you're paying him no money. So it's like, why do you really need to make a move?
Because you're going to be bad anyway. Commanders, Colts, Panthers, Falcons.
Commanders. Yeah, I mean, Wentz can walk. And go get your guy. Go get your guy. That team's ready. Look what they're doing with Taylor Heineke. The Colts. I don't know. That's just so much like, is Saturday even going to be their coach next year? Like, what are things going to look like in Indianapolis next year? There's so many question marks. If Saturday's not their coach, who do they bring in? To me, I wouldn't. If Matt Ryan can still play a couple more years, let him ride. That's maybe draft a guy late, fourth, fifth for a backup who can compete with Sam. That's how I feel about the Colts. I'd be in no rush to like go get your who you think is the next guy.
Like mortgage the farm for a guy and go up and get a younger Stroud.
Because you're going to have to move up a little bit. You're not going to be the worst team in the NFL.
No, you're going to have to move up a lot of it. I think the Commanders are in a position. I still think the Falcons and the Colts are just not in a position to move up. Right now the Thurs have the second overall pick, so they can have their pick of the litter. They could have, you know, 1A or 1B, whoever falls to them.
Are you interested in any of the QBs that are on the Panthers roster if you're not the Panthers to like as a placeholder? Because I'm not.
I do think Darnold's better than Zach Wilson.
Really?
Dude, this is my favorite moment.
Yes, I agree with you. I just like, I'm obviously not like, I don't have a ton of love for Zach Wilson or anything like that. It's just Darnold would probably fare better now that things seem to be, the ship seems to be righted, at least pointed in the right direction with Saleh and
Darnold
these guys.
Didn't have a fair shake. They should never have gotten rid of, I mean, they had to get him because of the money thing, but like they should never realistically have like, they should have given him one more shot in my mind with a better team, quite frankly. And I also think I'd love to say this, that I am not even a little bit surprised about the Zach Wilson thing.
I don't think many people are.
Like everyone knew it was a bad idea. And I just don't know why they did it. Like, dude, they were so locked in on it. Like they were like,
yeah, it was a given.
Like there was no question they were taking him. Like after Justin Fields, and this isn't even the Justin Fields we really saw in college.
This is
running wild.
The whole question mark was, at least up until the days of the draft, okay, the 49ers have moved up. Are they going to take Trey Lance? Or are they going to take Mac Jones? That was it. That was the big question. Everyone knew Lawrence was going one. Everyone knew Zach Wilson was going two. And everyone was like, okay, we get it with Trevor Lawrence. We understand why you're taking them there. And eventually we kind of just felt the same way about Zach Wilson after the immediate reaction was scratching our heads and like, why? I get it. Like, he made a great throw in his pro day, but like, do we really believe that this guy is cut out to do this on this level? What kind of competition has he faced thus far?
He sucks. He stinks.
He's also just he's a spiraler. So when things go bad, they get worse. There are 100%. Guys that are able to make a mistake and move on. And I don't see that from him right now.
If they were a team like that was talentless, I'd be like, okay. Like, if Corey Davis who's been out and Breece Hall was the whole offense, I'd be like, all right, you got me. Like, I understand. And to give him some benefit of the doubt, he lost, you know, Fant's out, Becton's out, Vera Tucker. He's like had a bevy of offensive line issues. All of that being said, Garrett Wilson's there. Denzel Mims, like, Garrett Wilson's enough. Mims, Berrios, Elijah Moore, you still have Michael Carter. They went out and got you James Robinson.
James Robinson, yeah.
There's no way you can reason with me that this team is more competitive with Zach Wilson than Joe Flacco.
I'm not going to try to.
There was such a bad pick. I feel bad for the Jets fans because they're so close.
He's officially at the bottom of my 2021 QB rankings.
As he should be.
Yeah.
Like, as he should be. Like, he should be at the very bottom. He should be below Davis Mills.
He's below Davis Mills. And Mac Jones is third, and Lawrence is second. And Justin Fields is first. That's where we are right now.
Fields apologized to the players after
I saw that, and they were like, stop apologizing. It's not your fault.
And whereas Wilson took nothing.
Yeah.
Dude.
Of course that Fields story breaks this week. Of course it does.
Yeah, I mean, you know how it goes. And then it's a situation where Elijah Moore is posting a photo on his Elijah Moore is a you know what, but I like kind of actually starting to like him. He posted a photo on his Instagram story of him like pretending to throw a football. All right, that's it. Jesus. Woo. Josh Fisher, Alexander Tostinoktosopoulos, we're the Charity Stripe. Everyone have a good Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
You too, man. We'll see you guys next time. Fans out there, Jaguar Fiend inbound, swing on a full count, with that puck, hit that putt, hit your PKs because they're free, and your free throws. Why, guys?
Because they're free.
Because they're free. We actually love ya.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 5. South Dakota seemed like the perfect place to unplug, but I ended up connecting to the world around me, a world where each sunset was painted, where I felt adventures pulse with every step, and where cold water trickling, pine swaying, and grunting bison became my favorite soundtracks. I just wish I didn't have to leave. There's so much South Dakota, so little time.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Thank you for joining us. Please catch the Charity Stripe every Thursday at 6 p.m. on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 5. South Dakota seemed like the perfect place to unplug, but I ended up connecting to the world around me, a world where each sunset was painted, where I felt adventures pulse with every step, and where cold water trickling, pine swaying, and grunting bison became my favorite soundtracks. I just wish I didn't have to leave. There's so much South Dakota, so little time.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.